From IPM News, I'm Kimberly Schofield. This is Morning Edition. Good morning. Today is Wednesday, July 10th at 8:55. We have Merrill Crowley on the line to talk about the opening market. Good morning, Merrill.
Good morning, Kimberly. The USDA report on Friday will incorporate the information given from Planted Acreage and Stocks report. The average estimates for corn production are 180.8 bushel per acre, 15.063 billion bushel. Soybean production is estimated at 51.9 bushel per acre and 4.424 billion bushels. All wheat production estimate at 1.909 billion. The average ending stocks are estimated at 2.312 billion bushel of corn versus the June estimate of 2.102. 449 million bushels of beans versus a June estimate of 455, and 788 million bushels of wheat versus 758 in June. World stocks are estimated at 311.63 million metric ton corn, 127.19 million metric ton soybeans, and 252.19 million metric ton of wheat. Many in the trade are still using trendline corn yields of 181 bushel per acre or higher, and will do so until the USDA tells them different. They will also use the 91.5 million planted acres from the June planted acres report. It is likely that most of this 1.5 million acres USDA added in USDA's June acreage report, if planted, were washed away in the 2024 flooding. However, that is unlikely to change until November, if they're going to be subtracted even then. The USDA reports 132,000 metric ton, 4.85 million bushels of soybeans for China for their first new crop 24-25 sale. On the board of trade, we have corn at 393.5 down a half, Dees 405.5 down three, March 420 down 3.25, SEP wheat 561.75 down 10.25, Dees 585.5 down 10, March wheat 605.25 down 10.25. September soybeans 10.75¾ down 1¾. November 10.78½ down 1½. And January soybeans are 10.93¼ down 1¾. August feeder cattle 255.05 down 67. September feeder cattle 255.65 down 117. October feeders are 255.70 down 150. August live cattle 187 down 47. October 182.82 down 47. December live cattle 184.62 down 75. August lean hogs 86.35 down 205. October 69.55 down 122. Dees lean hogs 62.65 down 117. Today or Tuesday's cattle slaughter was 115,000 head versus 122,000 last year. The choice cutout was down 481 at 325.66. Select was down 41 cents at 304.31. Cash action for this week has yet to be reported. Last week's cash action was light, with sales steady at 190 reported in the south and 198 reported in the north. The daily direct hogs were up 9 cents at $90.72. The daily pork cutout value was down 224 at 93.75. Packers killed an estimated 476,000 head versus 469,000 last year. This is Merrill Crowley of Ag Trader Talk. Have a great day.
Thanks so much, Merrill. Have a wonderful rest of your day as well. A quick look at your forecast for today. Chance of showers and thunderstorms, otherwise sunny with a high near 81 degrees and wind gusting up to 43 miles per hour. Tonight, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, otherwise partly cloudy with a low of 63 degrees. And tomorrow, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, then becoming mostly sunny in the afternoon with a high near 82 degrees and calm wind. The Republicans headed to Milwaukee for their political convention. You can listen to coverage all next week on AM 580, watch on WILL-TV, or connect with the coverage by downloading the updated Illinois Public Media app. You've been listening to Morning Edition from NPR on WILL AM 580, Illinois Soul FM 101.1, and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana.